single time. We're a little bit more of a limit there in the second half. The difference between the halves.
You know, we were able to, you know, throw the ball down the field a little bit more. We were dialing up more, you know, vertical passes. So, you know, we had more passing game going, you know, second down, third down. So, you know, it's easier to find a rhythm when, you know, we're not just throwing it on third down. So, you know, it's just the play calling in the second half just, you know, worked to my advantage, really. And it allowed me to get in a rhythm and, you know, find short, quick throws and then be able to push the ball down the field, too. So, you know, it was pretty much just, you know, different types of play calling. Right. You know, Todd made some great plays, too. He had some big third down conversions for us. So, you know, all three of those guys made great plays. And, you know, that's what we're looking for. You know, when our team's kind of struggling, you know, looking to, you know, someone's going to step up and make a big play. And, you know, it's got to be one of our senior leaders. And, you know, that's what happened today. So, those guys did a great job. And, you know, we just got put in, you know, good position, good situations to do it. We started, you know, getting more third and shorts, you know, third more manageable. And so that's always good. It always helps in our advantage. And we just, you know, made plays.
So you guys won at your best today, obviously, but you got away. Mm-hmm. What does that say about where things are at?
Well, you know, it's tough. It's tough to be your best, you know, every week. You know, obviously that's something you strive for. But, you know, you're going to find yourself in games like this. And, you know, it's just how... How do we respond? And I thought we responded well. You know, second half we came out with great intensity, you know, great focus. You know, we started executing a lot more. And, you know, both sides of the ball came out and played well. You know, defense played great in the second half. And, you know, we were just able to execute, really. And that's what it really came down to, the second half. We executed our part. And, you know, it's just what happens.
What was halftime like?
You know, we just, you know, people were getting fired up, you know, just talking about, you know, how we're not, you know, we're not going to let this happen. We're not going to let, you know, ourselves slip into this, you know, kind of, you know, fall again like we had. And, you know, we were everybody was real positive, just, you know, saying we had each other's backs and we were going to go out there. You know, we knew we had to execute better, you know, both sides, and we knew we had to put points up on the board. And, you know, the guys just came out and they executed well. And, you know, we had each other's back. We stayed positive. And, you know, the guys did a great job of, you know, coming from behind. I thought I played okay. You know, then, you know, again, we couldn't really find a rhythm, you know, throwing-wise. And, you know, second half was a different story. You know, we kind of opened up a little bit. You know, we threw it a little bit more. You know, we're mixing it up. And, you know, so it's just kind of the play calling worked to my advantage in the second half, where I was just able to find a rhythm and, you know, make some big third down, you know, keep the drives alive. And, you know, it's really where it came from, just being able to, convert on third down.
Patience factor, Joe, that goes with taking some of the short ones and
kind of
buying yourself some time to get those like in that long one?
Yeah. You know, the short ones were some that we were coming in because we knew, you know, that both corners got hurt, and we knew that we didn't expect them to come up and bump and press us and challenge us, really, you know, with those two backup corners. So, you know, it's just something that we had where we had a run, you know, pass check where if they loaded the box, we'd just throw a short little route. And, you know, after a while, they started, you know, catching on, so then we hit them with a double move. And, you know, Nate ran a great route and set the kid up great. And, you know, it was an easy touchdown. So, you know, second half, it's just, we were just allowed to do more things. You know, the play calling, you know, again, worked to my advantage where I was able to get, you know, short passes, long passes, find a rhythm. And, you know, it's huge to convert on third down because then, you know, you keep gaining confidence as a quarterback and keep, you know, that rhythm on the field.
How much confidence do you have?
You know, I have a lot of confidence in all the guys, really. But, you know, obviously Nate and Todd, you know, those are my go-to guys. And, you know, Menno's starting to, you know, get mentioned up there with those two guys. You know, he got hurt. He got dinged up a little bit. And so, you know, we had Nate and Todd had to play pretty much, you know, every position you know, during that stretch when Menno went out. So, you know, I'm comfortable, you know, with all those guys. And, you know, obviously Nate and Todd are, You know, just growing up in the system together, we just you know, kind of have the chemistry where we, you know, we just know where each other's going to be and what kind of you know, what kind of routes they're going to run and you know, when they're going to convert different routes. So it's just you know, confidence in those guys because you know, I've worked with them for so long.
Can you shake those drop balls pretty quickly?
Yeah, that one third down. I mean, he did a great job getting open. They covered it well, and Nate did exactly what he was supposed to do. You know, I might have thrown it a little too early. He kind of snapped his head around and it was right on him. But, you know, I was running out of real estate, so I kind of had to do it. And, you know, he's, you know, the other one was my fault. It was low. you know, I got to be able, I just got to get it up. But you know, some of those are just going to happen, and you know, so he, I mean, he's good at shaking it off and just making, you know, going on to the next play, because he knows, you know, he knows how good he can be, and you know, that we're gonna, I'm gonna come back to him right away anyway. If he, you know, if he drops, you know, every time I drop a ball here or there, I'm gonna try and go right back to him as soon as I can. So, you know, he knows I'm coming to him again, and you know, he doesn't want, you know, one mistake to lead to two or three. Not really. Just, you know, it's tough. We didn't, we don't want him to break it. We wanted to keep, you know, Jed up there. But no, we didn't. You know, I came in. I told him, you know, every ball that gets thrown to him, I want $5. You know, if I throw the record breaker, it's 100. So I was, you know, he didn't pay up. You know, touchdown, 250. He didn't pay up, so I went in the game not expecting to throw the ball to him at all. So I didn't want to. But it's just how it worked out. You know, obviously we're going to get Nate the ball as much as we can. You know, we're going to get Nate and Todd the ball as many touches as we can. And so it just worked out. And you know, some of the scramble throws he just made good adjustments on. And you know, other throws he was just open. So you know, it's hard not to throw him the ball. Okay, it's fine. I mean, I get hit under my pad a little bit, right by my shoulder and pec, and my arm kind of just went dead. So, you know, I kind of just dropped the ball. It was bad. I just got to, you know, get my pads lower or something, or try and dive over the pile or something like that. But that was a tough one. I was glad we got it back, because, you know, I saw it just laying there in front of me, but I couldn't move my right arm to go get it. So it was kind of a scary feeling. And the guys jumped on it, but, you know, it's a tough one. You know, we can't be fumbling at the goal line, and we're just lucky our defense bailed us out.
This is your chance to be a part of
I'm excited. I've never been to Norman. You know, the last time we played there, I was a redshirt freshman, so I had to make the trip. And you know, obviously, I don't have to tell you guys about, you know, the rivalry between those two guys, but between us. And so it's gonna be a great game. I'm expecting a great atmosphere. It's gonna be a night game in Norman, Nebraska, Oklahoma. They have great players. You know, it's gonna be a great challenge for us. We're gonna have to go down there and play, you know, great football. And I'm just excited to, you know, get the opportunity to play against them, and, you know, kind of continue this rivalry that's kind of been, you know, pushed back since we don't play each other every year. But, you know, every time we get together, it's, you know, a bloodbath. So it's gonna be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's cool that we grew up in the program together. I know he always tells me that Zach Taylor was his favorite quarterback, so I tell him Todd's my favorite receiver. So it's cool. It's really cool. We've come so far together, you know, in this program, and just to be the quarterback to throw, you know, that touchdown pass to break the record. You know, it's a pretty, you know, pretty cool experience. So, you know, it's just, you know, the whole offense, it kind of looks at it as a team honor, because we were able to get Nate the ball, and we were, you know, able to find him. You know, the line's protected, you know, allowing Nate to get open. So, you know, we kind of take that as a team victory. And I know it's, you know, all Nate, but, you know, we kind of look at it as a team victory just because, you know, we were there to be able to help Nate break the record.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, guys, thanks.